You are now tuned in to Mind Games Uncut Radio with your host, The Maze.
What's going on, y'all? What's going on? Welcome to another episode of Mind Games Uncut Radio. It's your host, D-Maze. We in the building. It's 10:05 p.m. Yes, we finally made a Monday. I said we're going to do it because I know Wednesday, I used to record for Thursday, and I won't be able to do it on Thursday. So let's go and get this Monday popping. Y'all know we got to go back to our technology piece. We're going to talk about transhumanism and all that good stuff. Tonight's episode is sponsored by BatterUp.com. BatterUp.com. That's BatterUp, BatterUp.com. They got some of the best batter for fish, chicken, and other meat. So check out BatterUp.com. You can go to Amazon and also type in BatterUp.com. Yeah, man. Listen, before we get started, I would advise everybody, since we're talking about technology and all that good stuff, check out They Clone Tyrone. Very good movie. I heard some people talking about they couldn't get into it. Majority of people love it. But the people who couldn't get into it is for the simple-minded MFers. I mean, motherfuckers. All right, y'all. Let's get serious. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get into this real quick. So let me find it. And here we go, y'all. Let me cut this music off. Ain't gonna hold y'all up too long. Had a long day today, y'all.
I once broke my hand as a child while playing. On my way to the hospital, I imagined having it replaced with a bionic hand. I must have seen it in a movie and thought it looked cool. I went back home that day unfulfilled, with just plaster on my hand.
We know that it's not against the laws of physics.
This is a well-known marketing strategy.
If you're valuing different lives in a different way, this could very well lead to a war.
Things have changed, and maybe it's time for my childhood dreams to come true. Implantable defibrillators can restore your heartbeat. Smart contact lenses can record video. How far can technology lead the evolution of the human body? How much?
Yeah, man. This is going to be kind of interesting. I think this guy, I want to say he was an actor. He looked like an actor. I believe he is, but he's kind of into technology and stuff. So he's talking about transhumanism. Let's continue.
Better can we become? And is it all driven by the intention to live a better life? I've always believed in endurance and the power of will. No pain, no gain, as they say. Life has taught me that the only way to improve is through exerting effort. Is that still true? Maybe what I believed all my life is now obsolete. It is already outdated by today's scientific advances. Biotechnology aims at shattering our limits, at having improved versions of ourselves by passing.
Now that's something interesting about, you know, people want to improve themselves. I really think people actually, it's some people will volunteer to become better. If they can make you better, I mean, as far as like giving you more strength, more enhancing your muscles, replacing them with bionic limbs and we do have bionics now, you know. This guy seems like he's one of those people. I mean, let's listen to a little bit more.
Endurance and even the power of will. Is that what transhumanism promises? We've always used technology to support our bodies. There are people who use crutches or dentures and many other forms of support. But they say that transhumanism is a complete revolution. But is it something that can make our lives better? The best way to know is to talk to someone who has gone through this process in person. In my research, I found Rob Spence. He's a filmmaker who is blind in one eye, and 9 years ago, he replaced his eye with a video camera.
Hi, Rob. Wow. Thank you very much for taking the time.
Hold on, y'all. This guy, well, he's a director, and he replaced his eye with a video camera, and it's going to be very interesting. Let's listen to this. Damn.
Time to talk to me.
My pleasure.
What is transhumanism for you?
For me, transhumanism is a term that journalists and academics have come up with. I guess I'm a transhumanist, but what it means is people that add technology to their bodies.
Can you tell me why did you decide to install a camera inside your eye?
I had an accident with a shotgun when I was 9. Wow. By the time I turned 30, the doctor said you should remove your eye. But by that time, I had become a filmmaker. I just thought, why don't I call some engineers and see if I could put a camera in there?
How do you think we can use technology to make our bodies better?
I know a lot of people who've added technology to their bodies.
Man, do you hear how these guys are talking like it? These guys are talking like it ain't nothing. I'm just putting a camera in my eye. I mean, the way you just see how they, you just see the video, like, it's hey man, to each his own. It's hard to speak on that one, y'all.
For many people, it's because they lost a part of their body. I think in general, the main way technology will join the body is stuff like this, like your phone. But a phone is a powerful computer. And it just keeps coming closer to the body. Elon Musk, for example, is looking at ways to add a neural lace to the brain. And he, in fact, says that using your thumbs all the time is barbaric.
Do you believe that this will be the future?
Wow. So Elon Musk said using your thumb is barbaric. He said, y'all outdated. We about to take it to the next level. You know what I'm saying? We're going to put this neural link in your brain, this chip. We can tell you anything. We can let the chip know anything you want. Yeah. Wow. All right.
We will become a hybrid between organic beings and technology.
Yeah, artificial intelligence and human beings are destined to join. There's a whole idea that you can become more than human. I'm a guy who lost his eye and I wanted a cool eye camera. That's where I'm coming from. But before, I felt like just
so the guy got a camera eye. He looking at his phone. He can through the phone, the camera. How could I say it? He recording his wife with his eye. He looking on the phone and he can see her on there. Man, that's some deep shit, man. Damn.
Guy who lost his eye. Now that I have an eye camera, I feel a bit cooler. I feel nicer. I feel better. I feel more technological. I used to read a lot of comics, and I would see these guys with glowing red eyes. I have a glowing red eye now, so I'm happy. I'm a homo excelsior.
Rob Spencer's experience in transhumanism makes sense. Something in his body stopped working, so he exchanged it with something artificial. But this is not the only drive behind transhumanism. What about improving organs that function without problems? Is this the ultimate aim of transhumanism? A better human life? Or is this just a story to cover other hidden intentions?
Yeah, man, I think you open up Pandora's box when you start tapping with the, you know, your organs and stuff like that. I don't know, man. I like technology, but I'm not that hyped on tech like that. I mean, yeah, let's listen to a little bit more, y'all. We'll, you know, get into the comments.
I've easily found many voices against transhumanism, but it wasn't that easy to find one of the better informed experts. He is the author of the revealing book on the subject. His name is Antonio Diegues, professor of philosophy at the University of Malaga. I asked him if there could be hidden interests behind transhumanism.
There are several interests behind transhumanism. Economic and power interest. It's no accident, for example, that the big companies in Silicon Valley are so clearly supporting the transhumanist discourse and are financing with large amount of money projects that create a transhumanist inspiration. They repeat the idea that artificial intelligence will change completely our life in near.
So I want to touch on this. Like, these people, like I said, they're doing it for profit. We got some people, I think, actually want the artificial intelligence to take over. You know, especially a lot of major companies, you know what I'm saying? Because they don't have to spend money. They don't have to spend money on vacations and sick time, stuff like that. And I mean, it's a lot, man. So, yeah, you don't have to pay the robots nothing. All right, yeah, we winding down.
Future. This is a well-known marketing strategy to sell their products in artificial intelligence system, for example.
It is easy to take a position against transhumanism as one watches from a distance. But if we watch our closest and dearest people grow older, weaker, and become in pain, then our position may be different. And we would probably do anything to help them.
Yeah, I bet, man. It's crazy, y'all. Hold on, let me see where we at. Oh, okay. Let's get into the comments. Get into the comments. I told y'all I don't hold y'all too long. Where to begin? Hold on, y'all. Let me see. Somebody said, I concur with every fiber of my being. Your videos are art. Gratitude. Okay. Yeah, these are people who enter transhumanism. So let me see, hold on. Let me see. Glad to see Cody is back. Okay, hold on. So I said he destroyed first man who said I proud. Hold on. They said he destroyed first man who said I proud to be transhuman who replaced his eyes with camera. Yeah, that's crazy though, man. That is crazy. Somebody said human fingers are part. Somebody said human fingers are imparted on the instrument intended through flesh and nerve. So which is the instrument? So we're not waiting for aliens anymore. We'll just make them. Wow. Good point. Being has tendencies to return clusters. The nature of solidarity, a desire of empathy, wave yin. Also being has tendency to exist as individuals. I see where they're going at. Let me see, read more. Likewise, humans have two elements. We must realize that we will all have both left and right elements. Solidarity, self-reliance. No one has only one element. So some derive from two poles. Theses, let me see, synthesizes to develop intellect and ethics of harmonizing the two. It is good to realize and balance is properly. Maybe, so I don't know what the hell that means. I don't know what that meant. But yeah.
Hi, it's Mimi from Mimi Cares Personal Care. We are currently accepting new clients. A few benefits of Mimi Cares is that we are affordable. We help the client become more comfortable at home with personal one-on-one care. Services that we provide is skilled and non-skilled nursing, companion care, COVID care, assistance with meals and nutrition, and some transportation services. You can reach us at mimicarespersonal.org. The office phone is 678-973-9782. Again, MimiCaresPersonal.org. Thank you.
Yeah, and they say, I finally realized my dream is becoming a Cowie enemy cat girl. I don't know what the hell that means. Well, I've been called a deathist by a transhumanist, but glad that I wasn't called transphobic by her. That's amazing, huh, y'all. Through God, immortality is possible. Jesus Christ has brought immortality to everyone who believes in him. You know that was coming up, y'all. Y'all knew that was coming. But if you want to, okay, here we go. We wind down, y'all. But if you want to escape from the pain, you have to replace all parts of human body. Not enough to replace only a hand or leg. And nobody can say robotic hand more accurate than human hand. When you're playing a guitar, maybe it's so easy to use computer loops than use robotic hand. Okay. Yeah. See, robotic hand. Maybe robot things can little. Hold on. Maybe robot things can little delay and help to human help. To human pain, okay, it could be a good thing. I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Let me see. Hold on. Transhumanism is the final kingdom revealed to the prophet Daniel, the kingdom of or iron mixed with clay. Okay. All right, y'all. I'm about to get up out of here. I'm gonna see y'all maybe on Thursday, but I doubt it. But I'm not gonna say I'm not. But I'm pretty sure I am. Anyway, y'all, let me get up out of here. Peace.